Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Table Talk. Today's topic at the table is contentment. Recently, I have been experiencing discontentment. Now, let me go back a little bit and explain to you exactly what led up to this. When we first finished building our home here in Northwest Arkansas, we were very excited about landscaping. The construction company that completed our home did the initial landscaping in the front yard, planted one tree, and then put down the sod. We have been intentionally completing the landscaping in the backyard with trees and flower beds and container gardens, and continuing even in the front. One of my most prized plants is a rose bush that is in the forefront focal of the front yard. It was placed there when it was initially landscaped, and I have studied about it, pruned it, we cover it so the frost doesn't damage it, we water it, I trim it back. I mean, I just baby that thing, and it just brings such joy. Well, last spring, we had an issue with mounds and tunnels coming up in our yard. I had no idea what it was. And then we saw them in the backyard. So I began investigating, and I had come up with two options. It was a vole or a mole, but I didn't know which. So I actually reached out and found a company that would come and investigate it more, actually set traps, look at the tunnels, and they concluded that it was a mole. So after months and months of treating and trapping, we finally started to see that de-escalate. And then after the frost of winter and now into the spring after that problem, basically it's eliminated the problem altogether. We have not seen any tunnels or evidence of the mole issue. But now I have Japanese beetles that have infested my rose bush. So I've been reading up on Japanese beetles, what they do, how to get rid of them, why they're a problem, why now? You know, 4 years, going on 4 years in this house, first ever of the Japanese beetle infestation. My husband's out there trying to help me. I'm putting neem oil on them in the early mornings or the late evenings so it won't damage them. He's trying to actually clip off the parts where the beetles are and squish them and stomp them. And I've got two other things coming in the mail from good old Amazon. One of them's actually Japanese beetle traps that lure them away from the rose bush, and then they're going to drown in them. And then the other one is an additional spray besides the neem oil. Anyway, in all of this looking at why now these Japanese beetles, guess what one thing I found? I found that Japanese beetles are often deterred by and eaten by moles. So it just came full circle. I had a heart of discontentment with the moles in the front and the backyard. They were such a bother and a nuisance. Then I was very content when the moles went away. Now I am again discontent with the Japanese beetles. And when it was brought to my attention that it was possible that the Japanese beetles had not been an issue for me because the moles were eating them, I thought, oh my goodness. It reminded me exactly of the ebb and flow with contentment and discontentment with the Lord my God. When there are situations and issues that I perceive as problematic and my trust is not in Him, regardless of the situation, I start coming up with my own solutions. I start saying, I am discontent in this situation. I am discontent with what's going on. I need a solution to this discontentment. And when I search it out myself, seek it out myself, go find it myself, put into action myself, I may perceive that I have remedied the situation. But then another problem is going to arise. Sometimes I think we forget that God sees everything, and all things are designed for His purpose, His glory, His honor, and praise. And some of the things that we are allowed to go through are building within us the character attributes necessary to fulfill the call and purposes He has on our life. So I have to remind myself not to push back against what I perceive as the pests of my life and my situation, and to just trust and have faith that He is growing something within me. But I just thought and found it humorous, which I also believe God has a huge humor to be able to deal with us, that here I was so discontent and then content about the moles, and now so discontent about the Japanese beetles. It just made me realize, wow, the issues in my life that I fight against and ask God to save me from are sometimes keeping other issues at bay. I just have to have the hope and await until God moves me out of one situation into another. But the whole time He offers us that overwhelming joy if we have faith. Now, this also brought to mind a recent sermon at NLC Fayetteville, brought to us by the NLC pastor of Heber Springs, James Dearmond. He was preaching on contentment, and I was taking notes in my phone. This was prior to this huge Japanese beetle infestation, let me tell you. But let me hit some of the highlights, and then I totally recommend you looking up on NLC Fayetteville YouTube and watching the entire service for yourself. It was June 22nd, 2025's service. Here's what James said. Discontentment is at the heart of coveting. It's our constant, I'll be happy when, I'll be happy with. I now see that with the moles and the Japanese beetles. With the mole situation, I was like, well, I'll be happy when these are gone. I'll be happy with this out of my yard, and look where I am right away. Here I am again, next season, same time. Now I'll be happy when the Japanese beetles are gone. I'll be happy with my rose bush back to its beautiful state. So how long is it until we need something else? We have to realize, he tells us, don't keep score. When you focus on what you wish you had, it keeps you from appreciating what you do have. So when I was so centered on the mole problem, that beautiful, luscious, largest it had ever been rose bush really wasn't gaining my attention. My attention was on, these moles are driving me crazy. Now my attention is on, I need that luscious, beautiful rose bush back. I need these Japanese beetles gone. Contentment is not the same thing as complacency, he reminds us. Contentment leads to faithfulness. And here is how he gave us three secrets to contentment. Point number one was, what God has given me is enough. And I'm going to read the verse he gave us, Philippians 4. I'm going to start with verse 11 and go through 13. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger and abundance and need. Verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Second, who God has made me is enough, he reminded us. And I'm going to read Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And last, my God is enough. Psalm 16, verse 5. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. So, for today, I offer you the opportunity to think about what the moles in your life are that you are discontent with, but stop and appreciate what you do have, that God is enough, that what He has given you is enough, and that you are enough in Him. And then think about, what are those Japanese beetles that you can almost look back on and realize that you didn't appreciate enough of what you had because you were focused on something else that was a problem. And now you realize, wow, I took that for granted. I should have been showing gratitude and thanking God for that blessing in my life instead of so worried about the problem. So I just offer you today, and as you go throughout this week, what do you have to be grateful for right now as you are praying for strength and faith and His peace in the problems? We can do both. We can be grateful and be praying through a situation at the same time. Just don't forget to always thank God for what you do have and not focus so much on what you're asking Him to get you out of.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.